Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, as a physician, I like being given, you know, this is what you do. Give me some rules, I will follow the rules. And as long as I stick to the rules, nothing bad happens. And we are having a lot of difficulty with this gender crisis, where more and more often there has been patients who have been questioning their gender, and options are being given, and depending on the state, doctors could get in trouble for helping somebody transition, or they can get in trouble for the person transitioning and later having regrets. I think back in the fall, an 18-year-old launched a lawsuit against her doctors for having her undergo the changes. And now we have an Ontario woman, so this isn't in America, but this is in Ontario, who wants to sue her 8 doctors and therapists for convincing her that she should transition to be a man. She underwent surgery to lose her breasts. Then she later underwent surgery to remove her uterus and regretted it, wanted to go back to being a biological female, and now is suing the doctors. So as we move forward with how we want to progress, I think we're struggling with a societal race to be as progressive as possible without thinking about the aftermath. And if a doctor is stuck in the middle of this, what's the average doctor going to do? If they're going to be damned if they do, damned if they don't. If they're going to get sued for not helping somebody transition, or they're going to get sued for removing someone's breast or uterus or penis, or having them undergo transitioning that could affect their fertility, then the average medical provider is going to be like, I'm out. And it's frustrating because I've been trying to find providers who do transgender transitioning because people will call saying, this is something I'm interested in. Who do you recommend? So I'm not very well versed on who does this, but I can tell you it's hard to find. There's not a lot of them. There haven't been. Now, the reason why I don't do it is because it's not in my training. It's very complex, and I don't have my office anymore because I do full-time media and I do telemedicine, but it takes extensive training, and a part of that training means they have to work with a team of professionals and they have to give informed consent. And this is something that we are struggling with as society because now informed consent is involving children. And parents usually are the ones, whenever a child gets a tonsillectomy, gets an appendectomy, gets any procedure done, even these 16-year-olds getting breast implants, the parents have to sign. Unless a child has been pregnant and emancipated, the parents are involved. Now we have a topic of, well, if a child's parents don't want them to transition, do we need the parents involved? And so states are now grappling with legislation, and if a doctor sees that they're going to get sued 10 years later, 15 years later, they're not going to want to get involved. And so I think we have to just take a breath and decide how we're going to proceed with this. We have individuals, and it's a very small percentage of the population, but we have individuals who have never felt that their sex was correct and they want to transition, and these individuals should have medical, you know, procedures and options if they so choose. But now we have many people who are questioning. So this woman here from Ontario, she said that she was going through some mental health issues and was suicidal. One doctor suggested that it could be because of her gender. And, I mean, power to the doctor for coming up with possibilities and you know, inspiring the thought of, okay, well, maybe you're not depressed about your job. Maybe, you know, this is something that's underlying. What's the root cause of it? The problem is it, she went down a path that now she regrets. So she started seeing a therapist. Then she started thinking about her gender critically at age 21. She then questioned her gender. She went to support groups. And then by 2012, so a couple years into this, she then got a bilateral mastectomy. Then she was on testosterone and I guess went to, rather than going as a male, decided non-binary. Then another professional had suggested maybe she have her hysterectomy. And this was after a psychological assessment. She was diagnosed with ADD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So she gets a hysterectomy. And then in 2020, she decides she's going to detransition and go back to who she was. What this signifies is everybody has the possibility of changing their mind. Our identity can be lifelong, or our identity can change. Some people identify as Jewish, and then sometimes they identify as Catholic, or they identify as Mormon. Some people may identify as heterosexual. Some may identify as bisexual. Some, Anne Hetch went from, you know, identifying as one to another and, you know, being with who she loved. So we have to, in medicine, have that wiggle room and allow people to have that option to decide to change back. Same thing with vasectomies. Now we have vasectomy reversals. Why would we have vasectomy reversals if vasectomies are supposed to be permanent? Because people change their mind. So, I'm not sure where we go from here, but doctors don't want to be sued for not helping somebody transition, and then be sued for helping somebody transition. And there's a chance that these doctors can lose lawsuits because they might not have gotten appropriate informed consent. And now when we talk about the pediatric population, wow. So that could be scary. And the pediatric population, usually an adult has to help them with their informed consent. And how? How do we know a 10-year-old child or an 11-year-old child isn't going to want their parts back or be able to maintain their fertility when they're in their 30s? So I think we need to reevaluate this and make sure we do it smart, because the last thing we want are individuals who lost their reproductive organs and regretting it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. It has been kind of fascinating. I think L.A. got some snow, and people in California are asking, does global warming mean we get snow? So we're going to be talking about that. You know, I mean, there are climate shifts, but definitely seeing the Hollywood sign get a spatter of snow is pretty, pretty cool. So I'm glad we got some snow in the Southwest, but the North, they got hit really hard. But Genesis Communications Network is back. We are on it. Today is a live show, so we're rocking it. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm a huge, huge fan of Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman is fantastic. I think he's an amazing actor, a brilliant actor. I think he's an amazing singer, amazing performer, and this guy's just the whole package. He is fantastic. Not on my laminated list, though. because Viggo Mortensen and Michael Fassbender take up most of the spots. But still, Hugh Jackman would be, if I ever get an opening on the laminated list, Hugh Jackman would be there. And he says that he has damaged his voice because of all the growling he does as Wolverine. And being somebody who growls, I'm a growler. Like, with my kids, I used to do that. When I didn't like my mom's mommy face, where if I was acting up, my mom would have this, like, this face. I couldn't do a mommy face. I remember practicing, and my husband's like, it's not working. That won't work. I'm like, I need to come up with a mommy face. And I didn't have one. So when my kids would act up, and we would be in public, you know, one of my friends said that they would pull on their kids' hair just a little bit, like look like they're stroking their neck and then pull their hair. I didn't want to do that. It was too physical for me. So I would growl. And so while they were acting up, I'm like, people are like, what is that? Then you can't tell because I'm not moving my lips. And I learned that because animals will do that. Mommy animals will see, you know, the baby cubs acting all day. And then the baby, and I noticed that works. You know, so when my sons ever, like, tick me off, I'm like, and nobody can tell. They were like, well, where's that growl coming from? So I'm a growler. When you growl, it does make noise. It does affect your voice. And Hugh Jackman, you know, he's having trouble hitting his falsetto now because of his vocal damage from growling. He was in Les Mis. By the way, he did a fantastic Jean Valjean. I forget the name of the kid, Jean Valjean. Anyway, he did an amazing Les Mis. Russell Crowe, I mean, not the best singer. That was a little off seeing Russell Crowe sing, but he sang. He did pretty good. But Hugh Jackman, amazing. Now, he told BBC Radio's 4 Front Row, said, my teacher at drama school would have been horrified by some of the things I did in Wolverine. He said, I've done some damage to my voice playing Wolverine. He says, my falsetto is not as strong as it used to be. And I put that down directly to some of the growling and yelling I did. So he did deny using steroids. He didn't want to use steroids because he didn't want it to cause erectile dysfunction. And I think his body is his own. I'm, you know, there's some people where I look at them going, okay, yeah, they bulked up. But I don't think he did steroids. But I think a lot of us don't appreciate our voices. And we've been getting a lot of calls for laryngitis that I attribute to this strain of COVID. And many of you asked, does COVID cause you to lose your voice? Absolutely, it can. We're seeing that more with this latest strain than previous ones. So what's going on with our voices? Well, our voices are tools that we have. And just like, you know, an elbow or a knee that could give out or can get inflamed, your vocal cords can get inflamed too. When they do, it causes a change in the resistance and the ability for it to exhibit sounds. When you cough, you strain your voice. When you yell, I'm not a big yeller in the family because I've always wanted to save my voice, but I'm going to tell you something, I can't sing like I used to. I know most of you guys don't think I could sing at all, and you're right, but now I sing even worse since I had COVID. COVID messes with your vocal cords, and I'm not saying Hugh Jackman got COVID, but that is something to think about. But another reason why many of you are starting to go hoarse and your voice is changing is because you have acid reflux. Many of you don't realize that when you're asleep, the acid comes up. The acid comes up, affects your voice. You might wake up with a sore throat, so you quickly go to telemedicine and say you have strep. And a lot of times that early morning sore throat could be GERD or acid reflux. And so we don't really talk about protecting the voice. Now, I'm on air 3 hours a day. And then I do telemedicine, so I use my voice all the time. And then even when I'm on a, you know, when I'm out with friends, again, all I'm doing is talking. So I don't know what would happen if I ever lost my voice. But many of you have said I probably could not go a day without talking. And actually, I did. My parents would not let me get my ears pierced. And in order to get my ears pierced, I told them, all right, what if I don't talk for a whole day? They're like, okay, deal. If you can't talk for a whole day, deal. And they're like, okay, well, she's going to go to school. So what I did is I got a sheet, and I had all my teachers sign it, all my periods. This was, I think I was in eighth grade. And I had them all sign it, saying, look, I'm not allowed to speak, and I need to show that my parents and my doctor that I didn't speak. Oh, yeah, I was a big liar to my teachers. So they all signed it, so I came home, and I showed them that I didn't speak all day. And my mom had to give in and let me get my ears pierced. So I was able to go all day without speaking. Yeah. Now, after that, of course, I, you know, tripped and cussed and whatever. That I can't do. I can't go a whole day without cursing. That's a problem. So I want to talk about really quickly how you guys should be protecting your voice. Now, I live in the Southwest, so we live in the desert. It's dry. You need moisture. Your larynx needs moisture. So the one thing everybody should be doing is maintaining their hydration. If you're dehydrated, that's going to affect your voice. Number two is if you have a condition such as esophageal reflux, you've got to get on that. Acid will really, really hurt the throat. And so if you have acid reflux or poor eating habits, a lower esophageal sphincter, relaxation issue where the acid is coming up, and that makes it to the throat, you need to minimize that. Now, you can minimize it by diet. You can minimize it by gravity, raising the head of the bed when you sleep to be at a 45-degree angle, and also by sometimes acid reducers like PPIs or antihistamine, H2 blockers in the histamine family that we could use. I don't want people on medicine lifelong. If you have heartburn, you need to get that checked out. Talk to a specialist. And then we also have our chronic coughers. Those of you who smoke, you notice your voice changes. People who smoke sound hoarse. Well, that's the damage from the tobacco, the nicotine, the smoke, the other chemicals that could be within a cigarette, and then, of course, a chronic cough. If you're chronically coughing, that could hurt your voice. The acid reflux from your nicotine could do it. Caffeine could hurt the voice. If your caffeine is worsening your acid reflux or you're trying to use caffeinated beverages to hydrate instead of water, I think that could also affect the voice. But then we have the overuse. What do we overuse our voice? I do. And I know I'm getting hoarse. I could tell my voice has changed. Now, I also think my voice has changed because of menopause. You know, I don't sound as, hi, how's it going? Now I sound like this. Yes, I sound a little bit more deep. And it could be because of the hormones, who knows? But our voices do change. They do get deeper, and they do get cracklier. But I want you guys to think about how to protect your voice. And if you don't need to talk, don't talk. One thing that's nice is we're able to text. So rather than me having an hour-long conversation with somebody on the phone, I could send a text and save my voice. But that's something you need to think about. As we are reminding you to not stare at screens, to rest your eyes, not listen to heavy music and loud music, rest your ears, rest your voice. A lot of us need to rest your voice. Now, mind you, I had to raise two boys. Stop it, what? No. And now I have a whole bunch of cats and dogs that I yell at, too. And it's not that I yell at them. I'm like, what? What's your stupid thing you're doing? So those types, and also be careful with the sounds. I like to inflect a lot. You got to be careful with that. I also think when you try to speak in an accent, that can affect your voice. So I love accents. My father spoke with an accent. I feel like every now and then I go in and out of having an accent. And people say I have an accent. I don't think I do. I don't notice it. But I love speaking in one. And I pick it up when I hear somebody speak Southern. I'll start talking Southern because I love the Southern accent. Or when I hear somebody from Texas or Mississippi or Alabama, very different accents, Israeli accents. Those. And so Wolverine, Hugh Jackman had to change his voice, change his accent. And so I think when you do that, you put extra strain on your voice. So for those of you who like to talk like you're from Britain or Australia, and that you're putting extra strain on the voice, so you may just kind of speak in your native dialect. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, number one.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News update. About 17 million people in California and parts of Nevada are under flood watches as heavy rain continues to fall and turns into massive flooding. California Governor Gavin Newsom's asking the White House to quickly approve an emergency declaration. President Biden's touting the strong labor market as reflected in the February unemployment report.
I'm happy to report that our economy has created over 300,000 new jobs last month. And that's on top of 500,000 jobs we added the month before.
While the economy added the jobs because more people entered the labor force, the unemployment rate actually increased to 3.6%. A California bank is out of business. The FDIC shut down Silicon Valley Bank over fears it may not have enough cash to operate. A major venture capital firm told clients this week to get their money out of Silicon Valley Bank. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so if I'm on a roll teaching you guys something, let me quickly talk about this one study that has been making people a little nervous. And it's a study that says laxative use is linked to dementia. Now, many of you probably took a laxative last night. You're probably in the middle of taking a laxative right now. So if you're hearing that laxative use could put you at risk for dementia, it's probably scaring the, you know, daylights out of you. So let me kind of explain what's going on here. So this was a study from the UK and Cambridge and China, the Shenzhen Science and Technology Program, where they found a 51% increase in dementia risk in those who use laxatives regularly. That's a huge increase in dementia. Now, what happened is they looked at 500,000 people, in a UK biobank database, average age of 56.5 years. Of this group, 18,235, or 3.6%, regularly used over-the-counter laxatives. Now, regular use was defined as using a laxative most days of the week during the month before the study. Over an average of 10 years, 218 of those people, of that 3.6%, 218 developed dementia. Of those who didn't regularly use the laxatives, of that group, 0.4% developed dementia. So after they adjusted for factors like age, sex, education, illnesses, medications, family history of dementia, researchers found that people who regularly use laxatives increase their overall risk of dementia by 51%. Now, there's tons of different types of laxatives. Which laxatives were the worst? Well, they said even though all laxatives increase your risk, the osmotic laxatives seem to have the highest risk. Now, the osmotic laxatives, those are the ones, osmotic, it brings in water. And as I have reviewed before, the way your digestive system works is you start digesting when you take your fork and knife and you cut your piece of steak. Then you put the food into your mouth and you chew it. So technically, digestion could start with your saliva and your chewing. Then it goes down the esophagus, your gullet moves down there, and then it gets into the stomach. In the stomach, you get their next stage of digestion with the acid and the churning. And then it becomes a mush that goes through your small intestine. In the small intestine, that's where all the vitamins and nutrients get pulled out of the food. But when it reaches your large intestine, the colon, the job of the colon is to suck out as much water as possible from that, because you gain your water from your food, and then you pass what you don't need. Many of us are dehydrated. Many of us don't drink enough fluid. So osmotic laxatives will draw water into the stool to help soften it and ease its passing. The osmotic laxatives that do that are your Miralax, your polyethylene glycol products, your milk of magnesia, your Fleet's enema, and your lactulose. And the reason why osmotic laxatives might have been the higher risk is those are the most popular. Why are they the most popular? Because they're the fastest working. When people are like, look, I want to go, they don't really want to take something the night before. They want to go. So osmotic laxatives seem to have a higher risk. Now there's stimulant laxatives. Stimulant laxatives are those that stimulate the bowel to move the stool. These include Dulcolax, Exlax, and Senecot. So your stool might be soft, but if your bowel isn't moving it, it's going to just sit. So sometimes people who are on narcotics or have thyroid disease or they don't move a lot, they sit a lot, they sometimes need stimulants, these stimulant laxatives. Then we have stool softeners. Even though the osmotic laxatives soften the stool, stool softeners change the surface tension around the stool, also bring in water to make it easier to pass, and that is your colase docusate sodium. That's one of the most commonly prescribed ones. So whenever you have surgery, they'll give you colase because they don't necessarily want to give you something that stimulates the muscle of your intestine, but they do want to soften your stool to see if that'll help you pass. My favorite laxatives, though, to recommend are the bulk laxatives. Now, the bulk laxatives contain water-absorbing fiber that bulks up the stool. So the fiber absorbs water. If it's within your stool, that's going to add water automatically to your stool, and the bulking up of it puts that little bit of pressure on the bowel wall to help you pass it. So it makes the stool easier to pass. And the bulk laxatives are, I think, one of the most underused because many of you have constipation issues because you don't eat enough fiber. And you don't drink enough. So the bulk laxatives handle that. And then you have the lubricant laxatives. The lubricant laxatives lubricate the poop. They coat it. So mineral oil would be an example of that. So when people ask, well, then why would osmotic laxatives, you know, why would that be linked to higher dementia? I don't necessarily think the laxatives hurt the brain. I think what it is those who rely on it have health issues that would also come with dementia later. So let's say if you only eat meat and cheese and you're not eating fiber, you're not getting in vegetables. Well, a meat and cheese diet is probably more, you know, salty, has more cholesterol, and probably isn't as healthy a diet as somebody who is vegetarian or even vegan. If somebody isn't exercising and they sit all day and they're not moving, well, that's linked to dementia. So where this study has some benefit is if doctors are trying to prevent their patients from having dementia, and we're looking at your blood sugar, we're looking at your blood pressure, we're making sure your hearing's okay, we're looking at your vision, we're looking at your exercise, you're looking at your diet, just ask, how often are you using laxatives? Are you pooping? And if the person goes, I have trouble in that area, I always need to, grab something over the counter. See, people who use over-the-counter medicines don't ever talk to the doctor about it. And doctors don't ask that much. Ask about the poop. And if you're using laxatives a few times a week, that's a problem. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you told us to take mag citrate to help our bowels. That doesn't necessarily mean you're actually taking honest-to-God laxatives. Mag citrate is a supplement that does help you with your magnesium level and can help move your bowels. I would still like you to investigate why you're having bowel issues. Is it because you sit too much? I really think we had a constipation pandemic because people were sitting, working at home on their computer, so they weren't necessarily up and about and moving. When you're up and about and move, you have to potty. And that's why I urge you guys get stand-up desks. Stand-up desks help you poop, which we're going to talk about a little bit. But people who suffer from constipation could have, again, poor water, poor exercise, poor fiber intake, a thyroid disorder, drinking too much caffeine, too much stress. Stress hurts the heart. Stress can be linked to stroke. Stress can be linked to dementia. Pregnancy could cause you to be constipated. All right, you could be pregnant. Hormone fluctuations, irritable bowel syndrome could make you constipated. Inflammatory bowel disease, cancer could cause you to have constipation if you have a mass that's in your colon mechanically preventing the stool from coming. If you have an eating disorder, a lot of medications could cause constipation, narcotics, antidepressants, iron supplements. So you have to look at your medication list and see if that's an issue. Travel. We talk about travel. Travel, a lot of times we get constipated. I do. I could sometimes go a whole trip without potting. That's not good. I mean, like a weekend trip, because I have trouble. If I don't get to stay in, a hotel and I have to, or a motel and I have to stay at a family's house, I don't like to go potty at a family's house. So yeah, that's just me. So if you do it, don't ignore the constipation. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So about a year or two ago, one of my listeners had felt bad because it was her child's birthday, and the child did something bad, and she had to punish him. And so she felt really guilty that she had to punish the child on their birthday. And I look, as a mom, right, for a child to go 24 hours just because it's his birthday with not doing something without scolding, no. You know, I get on a birthday, you get a pass. I don't think I ever got a whooping on my birthday. But, yeah, you can still be a mommy. You can still be a daddy. And I forgot that somebody had written that, and we haven't really talked about that on air because today is my husband's birthday. So it's Corey's birthday. Yay, happy birthday to my husband. But I wanted to rip him a new one about something, and I couldn't because it was his birthday. So I was a little frustrated about something, and
Usually, so here's the thing. I don't, when I say I'm going to rip somebody a new one, okay, to me, I think ripping somebody a new one is where you're yelling and screaming and, you know, ripping them a new one. I don't really necessarily do that. I will say something. And if I say something about it and I'm a little frustrated, that, you know, to the family, because usually I let a lot of stuff go. That's like, oh my gosh, you made such a big deal about it. I didn't make a big deal about it. All I did was I said, look, you know, you left your soggy bread in the sink. Throw it out. That's all I said. You made a big deal about it. That's all I said, okay? So everybody's a little sensitive. But there was something my husband did, and it was this morning, and mind you, we're only up like a few hours into his birthday. And I just wanted to be like, oh, come on. You know, like, this is the up to time. And so how do you, you know, address something or nag or rip somebody a new one if it's their birthday? Well, there is a way to do it. Okay, listen. Okay, there's a process, because the average person is not going to go 24 hours without ticking you off and doing something stupid. And in fact, they may even do stupider stuff on the birthday. So the first thing you need to do, let's say you live with the person, okay, is establish the fact early on that it's their birthday. And that this is a very, very special day. And by special day, right, you want to get them excited about it, but you also want that unpredictability in there. Meaning, don't think, you know, that just because it's your birthday, that, you know, I'm going to be gone for 24 hours and I'll find that you, like, you messed up and you did stuff that you know, needs an ass chewing. All right? So, what I like to do just early on is I get a... Yeah, wish him a happy birthday. You know, we got a big day planned. I'm really excited for you. And then as a mom, I want to get the guilt factor in. Before anybody messes up, I want them to know that I've been working really hard on their birthday. And have that subtle sort of hint that I am taking on extra stress to make this birthday good. So if you at all had any brains, today is not the day to mess with mama, right? Because she's trying to organize your party, or she's trying to organize the birthday festivities, or she's got a lot going on and she's going to take on some extra stuff because it's your birthday. We're not going to make you take out the garbage. We're not going to make you lift the seat or put the seat down. We're not going to make you do those things because this is your birthday. So I am going to now be taking on the brunt of the, you know, the spider smashing, the picking up the dog poo, all the stuff that you do, I'm going to take that on. So, you know, you better back off, right? Now that, I don't say that, but it's implied. So then, hopefully, everybody kind of tiptoes around you and doesn't mess with you. If, and I mean really honest about this, if, despite the fair warning you give them at 6 a.m., if they do decide to mess with you or act up and it's your birthday, just be honest. Say, look, it's your birthday, all right? But I think you need an ass chewing. So this is what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to give you a choice as your birthday present. You can have your ass chewing now, or you can have your ass chewing tomorrow. And a lot of times they'll be like, look, I'm sorry, it's good. And then your second present to them is, you know what? I'm not gonna give you an ass chewing today. You know, it's your birthday. Now, I will do that. And the reason why I do that is because I want that family member to know that they really did deserve an ass chewing. But I'm not going to do it. So now I get points. And I also, I mean, look at it, it's a twofer. One is I get points for not, you know, chewing them out. And two is, I let them know that you ticked me off. That's a no-no. And a lot of us women, I can't speak for all women, but for me as a woman and a lot of women that I am friends with, it's not that we want to punish you. It's just we just don't want the behavior happening again. So we mention it so hopefully it doesn't happen again. I mean, we don't want to look like nags. We don't want to sit there and look like, you know, we're bringing up, you know, things from years past, but we want to prevent future conflict. We're nesters. We want the nest to be fine and happy. So if you leave your dirty underwear on the ground once, or floor once, we're going to be like, hey, come on, man. But if you do it again, we're going to be like, look, we don't want to sit here and nag about your dirty underwear. Just don't leave your dirty underwear on the floor. Now, a final option you could have, if it's your loved one's birthday, is to get out a piece of paper and pencil or go to your laptop and just list it out. Okay, there is a chance that if it's that important and it's bothering you, it has to be addressed. So, if you don't want to address it on the birthday, all right, then wait till the day after the birthday. All right, you know, tomorrow is not my husband's birthday. So anything I really need to address, I could postpone and ask to it. I don't have to do it. I'm pretty good with that. There's some people who are like, oh, I got to get off my chest. I got to get off my chest now. Oh, no. I can have a whole soliloquy prepared. And then I could go, hey, did you have a good birthday? Yeah, I had a good birthday. Good. Okay. We got to talk about some things. And then you could just go through. You could just go through the list. You know, I'm not a bad wife. I think I'm a pretty good wife. I'm really easygoing about stuff. But I like to prevent bad things from happening, and I like to prevent fights, and we do prevent fights. My husband knows my limitations. He knows what I'll do, but everybody tests you on the birthday. On the birthday is where they test you. I notice my kids will drop a couple extra dirty words on their birthday, because I'm like, don't cuss, but it's their birthday. So, again, why wait till the next day? And I'm like, okay, you cuss, so for every time you cuss, you need to do this chore, or something like that. So I think you can. And now, you know, how to celebrate a birthday the best as a spouse. Well, okay, remember, we talk about this. A lot of times, you know, wives or partners or husbands, they do it wrong. Okay, they buy something that person likes or that they think they like. And present buying, I don't like presents. I think present buying, just like Valentine's Day, gets you in more heat. Okay? You know, if my husband, you know, really wants to get me something I like, you know, get me like all of Viggo Mortensen's movies that I can watch, right? Get me a day off. Get the cats away from me and you sleep with the cats so I can get a good night's sleep. That's what I want. But instead he's going to buy me something. And it's nice that to buy you something. I don't need that. Well, same thing with my husband. You know, my husband, he was, you know, he's like, you know, into stuff that I'm into and I know what to get him. But I think, you know, he would appreciate more an experience or something that is a surprise and something he didn't think he wanted or needed. Now, this is where wives go wrong. Wives think their husbands don't realize they need cologne to smell better. All right. So they're like, here, I think that's a horrible gift. I think giving cologne to somebody is a horrible gift. Some people like it because it saves them money because cologne is so gosh darn expensive now. But you give somebody cologne, it reminds them that they stink. Okay, they don't want that. But see, a lot of us, we like to kill two birds with one stone. I want to get them a gift, and I also want to stop the stink. Okay, you can't. No. You don't have to do that. When it comes to a gift, just give a gift that they actually want. You can always address the stink because remember, you got a list the next day. Put that on your list. Say, you know what, I want you to shower more. But you just don't have to bring it up on the birthday. Okay, so I hope that helps. Hope you guys can navigate the birthday. I'm struggling. It's my husband's birthday. I mean, I got, I don't know how many more hours until I can give him another butt chewing, but it'll come. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEX.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.